Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for the 29th day of Tishrei, Shabbat Bereshit, Shabbos Bereshis, and we have also just begun Chagiga. So we are in chapter 1 of Chagiga at Mishnah Dalet. Now yesterday we were talking about the two karbanot that must be brought by the Jews who are coming up for the festival to the temple in Yerushalayim. We should see it again soon. And that's the Re'iya, the being seen offering, the Olat Re'iya, which is an Ola, and the Chagiga, which is a Shalmei Chagiga, a Shlamim, where you can eat some of the meat. Yesterday we talked about the funding sources for these, that the first one should be from Chulin, and then if you need more Shlamim, you need more meat, could come even from Meiser. Now Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4, continues the theme of, you know, if you need more meat, but you have more meat sources, you wouldn't necessarily have to bring more Shlamim. So Mishnah Dalet says, Yisrael, a regular Jew, non-Kohen, Yotzin Yedei Chovatan, he can be Yotze, he can fulfill his obligation to eat meat on the festival, Benedarim Unedavot, with a vowed offering. If he had made a vow to bring a Shlamim at some point during the year, so when he goes up for the regal, for the festival, he could bring his Shlamim during Chol HaMoed and eat that meat. Of a Meiser Behema, and also from his Meiser Behema, his tenth of every newborn animal that year, he counts 9 and then he counts number 10, and that one is a Maaser. And similar to Maaser Sheni, which is separated from crops, the Maaser Behema is eaten by the owners in Yerushalayim, but it's eaten as an offering. So it's taken to the temple, and there's ritual slaughter and a service involved, and then he eats the meat from that. The HaKohanim, and if we're talking about Kohanim, they can fulfill their obligation to eat meat during the festival, Bechatot, from their portion of a chatas offering, a sin offering. There's parts of that where parts of that animal go to Kohanim to consume, but ashamot, and also an asham, a guilt offering, uba bechor, and the bechor, the firstborn male animal of a kosher species, goes to a Kohen, and he can eat that. V'chaze v'shok. The chaze is the chest, and the shok is the leg of the shlamim. So shlamim offerings, the chaze and shok, were given to the Kohanim to eat. So the idea being, in all these cases, if you have sacrificial meat available, then you don't need to go and bring an extra animal as an extra shlamim during Chol HaMoed. Now, why would we bring extra shlamim anyway? Because there's a mitzvah, v'samachta livnei Hashem lokecha, v'samachta bechagecha. You need to be happy during the festival. And yes, part of this happiness is the spiritual excitement of being involved in being in Yerushalayim, seeing the temple, seeing the miracles, seeing the rituals. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, and learning and davening and being with your chevra. So part of it's spiritual, but our sages know that people aren't truly happy unless you take care of physical requirements also, not just spiritual, but also physical. So they said in the Gemara, Ein simcha ela b'bosar yayin. They said, really, there's no complete joy unless you're having meat and wine as well. And that's why, if there's a lot of people in the family as guests, you need more meat, either from Shlamim, the Shlamim Chagiga was the first day, but if you bring more Shlamim during Chol HaMoed to satisfy this obligation, to be happy, and from these other sources as well, as the mission concludes, of all loba ofot, but not from birds. So chicken is not as gishmak, as we say, as red meat, v'lo menachot. And if it's portion of a mincha offering, a meal offering, which is baked into bread or matzah, and the Kohanim eat these, or if it's from a carbon todah, there's breads brought with these that are shared, that isn't a true simcha. Yeah, we eat bread at all of our festive meals, but the real simcha is basar v'yayin, is meat and wine. Now, Mishnah Hay continues the subject of bringing more offerings to have more meat available. Mish yesh lo ochlin merubin. Someone has a lot of eaters. He's got friends, he's got family, but he doesn't have a lot of money. So what should he do? Maybe shlamim merubim. He should bring a lot of shlamim offerings during the holiday, ve'olot motim, and just one ola. He only has to bring that one ola tz'riya on the first day. The next case, nechosim merubim, he has a lot of resources, ve'ochlin motim, and it's just him and the wife there, didn't bring the family. Maybe olot merubot, he should bring a lot of olot, shlamim muatim, and only shlamim according to what you're going to eat. Vize muat, if both his resources and his number of family members eating are minimal, al zenemar, this is what we were referring to back in Mishnah Beit, ma kesef, that the minimum level, the minimum size of the animal you're bringing for your ola and your shlamim is ma kesef u'shtei kesef. is one ma, which is one coin of silver, or two coins of silver. There's a machlokas there, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whether the larger one should be the ola or the shlamim. Zevize Merubin, the last case, if both are great. He has, thank God, a lot of resources and a lot of friends and family there. Alze Namar, the Pasuk says about this situation, Ish kimatnot yado, a man according to the gift of his hand, kivirkat Hashem elokecha asher natan loch, according to the blessing that Hashem your God has given to you. Meaning, on the festival itself is a wonderful time to acknowledge all the blessings Hashem has given, both in Parnassa, both in your wealth, your resources, and both in your family and your friends and your the people you want to share meals with. So it's time to appreciate both the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, to appreciate that Baruch Hashem, we have money in the bank, we can buy carbon olo, we can buy carbon shlamim, and Baruch Hashem, we have people to share them with. So in this last case, this situation, the family should bring a lot of ola and a lot of shlamim and enjoy it together. Yashar kochachem, Shabbat shalom, and zay gesund.